People who stay married live 4 years longer than people who don't. Recently, my laboratory uncovered some exciting preliminary evidence that a good marriage may also keep you healthier by directly benefiting your immune system, which spearheads the body's defenses against illness. Researchers have known for about a decade that divorce can depress the immune system's function. Theoretically, this lowering in the system's ability to fight foreign invaders could leave you open to more infectious diseases and cancers. Now we have found that the opposite may also be true. Not only do happily married people avoid this drop in immune function, but their immune systems may even be getting an extra boost. When we tested the immune system responses of the 50 couples who stayed overnight in the Love Lab, we found a striking difference between those who were very satisfied with their marriages and those whose emotional response to each other was neutral or who were unhappy. Specifically, we used blood samples from each subject to test the response of certain of their white blood cells, the immune system's major defense weapons. In general, happily married men and women showed a greater proliferation of these white blood cells when exposed to foreign invaders than did the other subjects. We also tested the effectiveness of other immune system warriors, the natural killer cells, which, true to their name, destroy body cells that have been damaged or altered, such as infected or cancerous ones, and are known to limit the growth of tumor cells. Again, subjects who were satisfied with their marriage had more effective natural killer cells than did the others. It will take more study before scientists can confirm that this boost in the immune system is one of the mechanisms by which a good marriage benefits your health and longevity. But what's most important is that we know for certain that a good marriage does. In fact, I often think that if fitness buffs spent just 10% of their weekly workout time, say 20 minutes a day, working on their marriage instead of their bodies, they would get 3 times the health benefits they derive from climbing the Stairmaster. When a marriage goes sour, husband and wife are not the only ones to suffer. The children do too. In a study I conducted of 63 preschoolers, those being raised in homes where there was great marital hostility had chronically elevated levels of stress hormones compared with the other children studied. We don't know what the long-term repercussions of this stress will be for their health, but we do know that this biological indication of extreme stress was echoed in their behavior. We followed them through age 15 and found that compared with other children their age, these kids suffered far more from truancy, depression, peer rejection, behavioral problems, especially aggression, low achievement at school, and even school failure.